This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 297. Today, B says, I had originally conceived of my current work as Man vs. World. However, as I concluded my first draft, it became clear that using the world as an antagonistic force was too ambiguous to make the story compelling. I came to the conclusion that it needs an individual or group to focus the antagonistic energies in the story. Unfortunately, no single individual can encapsulate the totality of a world working against the protagonist. How can an antagonistic character or force best personify a world working against the protagonist? Well, B, there are a few classic ways this can be done. One of them is actually to just have the world working against the protagonist. This is on prominent display to satirical effect in Candide by Voltaire. Well worth reading. It's not very long, and it's incredibly readable. You wouldn't expect 17th century French philosophy to be incredibly readable, but in fact it is, probably because it's a satirical novel. There's another couple of classical ways you can have Man versus the World without an antagonistic personification. One would be, as you see in things like Robinson Crusoe and a lot of the Castaway stories, where it's man versus an inhospitable environment, and you have to figure out how to survive, or you have to win your way through an inhospitable environment. Another is man versus the system. Think George Orwell's 1984, or any of your classic dystopian fare that doesn't have a central antagonist, but just has the system. All of Kafka's stuff is like this. Or Terry Gilliam's Brazil is actually a fantastic example. There's no bad guy in Brazil. There's just a system that grinds the main character under its boot heel again and again and again. What was it? In 1984, the inter-party representative says, "You want to see the future? Visualize a boot stamping on the human face forever." That's the feel of a system that's stacked against the protagonist. Doesn't have to have a face. Sometimes it can help. Big Brother was certainly a potent icon in 1984. But in 1984, it wasn't Big Brother that was the problem. It was everybody in the world who had silently given consent and cooperation that allowed this system to obtain and continue with the enthusiastic support of the oppressed. Much as has happened occasionally in the real world. So it might be worth looking back at your world and thinking if casting it in terms like that might work. If you think it might, what I would suggest is loading up your Kimbo or Kobo or whatever reader you use with stories like that. Stories of man versus society, man versus nature, man versus the machine. And soaking into that kind of storytelling tradition, because that may give you what you want. If that won't, here are some other approaches that have deep roots in a literary tradition. There is man versus the gods, where the gods are manipulating world events to frustrate the ambitions or the quest of the hero. The Odyssey is the classic example of this. Poseidon has got a thing against Odysseus, a long-standing grudge, and though Poseidon is never once on stage in the Odyssey, it is Odysseus's conviction that seems to be borne out by all the seers he talks to, that Poseidon has been actively thwarting his attempts to return home to Ithaca. Because Odysseus blinded Polyphemus. It's a revenge thing. And that kind of thing can work if you've got gods or archons or principalities that have conscious minds in your world and your character has offended them. They can be indirectly manipulating or directly manipulating world events in order to keep your character on his back foot. The same principle is at work in stories like War Games, where it's an evil computer that's doing it, or 2001, where you have both the Archons manipulating the human race in the form of the aliens who leave the monoliths that lead them on the whole trail, or in the form of Hal, who is attempting for his own reasons to make sure that no humans encounter the Archons because he is a more perfect being than they are. So that kind of approach can also work really, really well. And finally, you can always use plain old bad luck. The persecuted hero who just has the rottenest luck in the world is an old tradition, especially in American literature, but it goes back in the European tradition and into the Middle Eastern tradition as well, where the character is just beset by bad luck. He's always jumping out the back window because the husband of the woman he's having sex with came home early. He's always trying to get a little bit ahead, and he's satisfied if he stays a little bit even because he lives outside the bounds of society, and so the whole world is against him. But mostly he just has really bad luck. And so that can also work. I think any of those approaches will do what you need them to do. It just depends on what you want them to do. But I hope I've given you some ideas. I'll throw the books I've referenced here and some others that occurred to me when I'm editing this episode into the show notes so that you can get a sampling of stories where the character is battling against evil principalities, whether they're personal, impersonal, or in his own head. And maybe it'll spark some ideas. Thanks very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.